DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble up a dub dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
I'm sweating like an Alabama boxing commissioner. Ugh. East Coast humidity is the air that doesn't get released and gets trapped next to the taint when Satan farts.
So welcome to the show, everyone.
What's up, folks?
So you know.
That is so how we are starting the show.
You'll run tweet that shit.
Jim's rant about humidity.
Mm. Yeah, we're feeling it here too. It's really hot and yeah. Sucks.
Well,
we just talked to an AC company today, so
we've had a very uncomfortable 72 degrees today.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Because here's the thing. On the East Coast, doesn't matter. It could be 72 degrees. Doesn't fucking matter. Humidity is up over a fucking million, and suddenly you're just slimy all the time. Everybody in the fucking brown zone is what I call it, is just you're forced to just walk around looking like an 80s Coke dealer, just constantly covered in a sheen of sweat.
Yeah, can confirm.
Yeah, it was so bad. I actually had to roll down the window on my car today.
Fuck you.
Jim, let's just hang up.
Yeah, seriously.
See you later.
You know what?
The shortest episode we've ever done.
Look at the size of this freezer pop.
They have those at our grocery store. It's like two big bundles of them for like $6. I'm going to pick some up. We had them last year.
Mm-hmm.
Jim's not going to eat it though. He's just, you know, putting it in places to cool himself off.
These
sitting
are like
got to cool that tank.
He's sitting on a bundle of them right now. No pants.
My taint is like Chernobyl, and these are the cooling rods that we need to keep safe. Okay. We run out of cooling rods. We got two of them here. We run out of cooling rods. We're all fucked. Okay?
No, I remember think the cooling that. Rods is what caused the problem. So you got to be careful inserting the cooling rods. Big explosion.
They didn't go down like all the way.
So make sure to get them all the way in there.
Yeah, there you go. We're going to have like the hand gesture.
We're not shy. You make, like, you know, Marconi used to say, you make your own gravy. It's gross, but it's true. Fat guy, we just kind of make our own kind of just, I don't know.
Yeah, we do.
This humidity is just horrible, and it sucks all the energy out of you, too, when you're trying to do stuff outside.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, just taking the dogs outside is such a chore.
Aren't they old enough to go out on their own?
Here are the keys of the car, guys. Yeah, bring it back with gas in it, please.
Fine.
Stop by the store, pick up some cigarettes for
Mama.
Bring
us some freezer pops.
Schnauzers on the town.
They do go outside.
Jim, your mom probably never smoked growing up.
Only when she was pregnant.
Well, I'm just wondering if this was unique to me. Because I can distinctly remember as a child going to the store to pick up cigarettes for my mom.
Oh yeah.
So you?
Well, no, my sister did. So she would send me. So I'm like secondhand mule transporting like fraudulent documents. So she would my sister forged my mom's signature to make it seem like my mom was the one with the black lung and needed her smokes. You know, while she watches her stories or whatever. And so my sister would concoct some crazy, like please sell my son a pack of Newport King 100s, you know.
Yeah, she did.
That's funny.
You'd go with the money and the note from mom.
yeah,
to pick up cigarettes.
Wow.
How was that legal? How was
that? It was before, you know, there was like a real, you know, strict regimen on smoking, man. Like tobacco was like, hey, it's fucking cool, bro. I'd used to buy cigarettes.
That's fine because that's you know, future customers.
Well, they would also sell tobacco as being like something good for you. It was good for your lungs. It helped you breathe and all this stuff. And then when all the cancer stuff came out, people didn't believe it. And
goddamn
then,
right.
You know, fucking cancer still ruined everything. You
know, yeah.
You want to say
like the COVID conundrum?
People want to try and say that smoking cigarettes, you know, ruins your voice. I say you talk to Nat fucking the King Cole. That man's voice could melt steel. He smokes cigarettes by the pack like Beldar Conehead.
Well, that's what I was always told about radio and a lot of voiceover for women is that the most
stop smoking, female, sweetheart.
Yeah, the most soothing female voices is an older woman who's been smoking for 10 plus years. And statistically, that's what people prefer to listen to. It just sounds better.
Yeah, singing, but not talking. As Jim,
yeah, yeah, radio. Well, yeah, that's,
demonstrated that's a moment ago. when I got out of college, a buddy of mine and I, we took a road trip down to Las Vegas. We went to all the radio stations and brought our demos. We were trying to get a job straight out of college, and we thought the best way was to go in with our demos.
That's the hustle, man.
Well, you know what? It almost worked because we did meet two of the program directors at two of the stations we went to, and they both took time out of their day to
at
talk.
At a hearing? Was that a restraining order hearing?
No, talking to us, they were very cool, but they must have listened to the demos because they never called. So.
Like, yeah, maybe give them a job around, I think you like wash the car. Hand out keychains and stuff. But sure. We got that tape. Let's just pop it in real quick. Oh, dear God, no.
No, hell no. Hell no. No.
What did it sound like?
I remember about that trip is teasing my friend Steve the whole way down that we were both going to get jobs, but he was going to end up meeting and falling in love with a 80-year-old fucking waitress who smoked a lot. And I would do her voice, and it was like, hey, Steve, so good. I'm so glad you're home. And it gave it like he was like begging me to stop by the end of the trip.
That sounds so fucking familiar. Tormenting your friends with the voices of, you know, fictitious lovers is something that James loves to do.
Quick, do Big Bertha.
No, mine was a lovely little Asian woman who I actually was quite attractive. Yes.
I hear Brie. Oh, yeah.
She heard all the stories and the impressions. Now, Jim, have we told that story on this show?
I don't know the story.
I feel like we have, but maybe it's just I've told that story so often.
Paint me a word picture.
Okay, well, since Samantha hasn't heard it. And I'm going to preface this. I know he's complaining about being hassled, but he brought this on. It was not me.
What do you mean I brought this on?
Let me explain. So Jim and I were working at KUFO. We'd recently become friends due to our mutual love of a couple of bands and discovering, hey, that guy's pretty cool. I want to hang out with him. And
our mutual mistreatment by everyone above us.
Everyone above us. So one day I was like, you know what, Jim? I'm going to be here most of the day. Because I worked mornings, he worked afternoons, but our paths would always cross in the midday.
Real quick, James, that sounds very familiar as to how we became friends.
Yeah.
Continue.
All my closest friends have kind of become friends the same way.
You know, Ted Bundy had a pattern too. Sam.
But so I said to Jim, you know what, let's go get lunch today. He was like, okay, there's this cool deli right up the road, let's go up there. So I'm like, cool. So lunchtime comes, we start heading up, and on the way up he goes, okay, I need an outsider's perspective.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Jim, whatever you need. It's like, when we go in to this place, just kind of watch and tell me what you think. So we go in. Get our food. And
we'll pretend I'll be me and you can be the woman behind the counter. And so, so I say, listen, just you be the judge. I'm not going to try and sway you one way or another. You just, if I'm crazy, I'm crazy. It's fine. I'll take that on me. But just tell me if this girl does not seem like she might, I don't know, be a little sweet on me. Like, which to me just seems so ridiculous. So go in there, and as soon as the door opens,
oh, Jim!
And I'm just shaking my head, and like I'm blushing, I'm like turning pink, which is just making James just piss himself.
I am fighting the laughter so hard. Now, here's, so Jim goes up, he gets his food, and as he's paying, they're talking back and forth, and Jim's egging it on. I'm going to be honest, you were egging it on.
Your Honor, that is hearsay. That is hearsay.
Your Honor, I witnessed the event.
That speculation at best. Speculation at best.
And we leave. And so Jim looks at me and goes, so? And I looked at him and said, oh, she's trying so hard to get a green card.
That's mean. Well, I mean, the thing was, then wouldn't she be friendly to both of us? Because for me, like, I walked up, I'm like, hey, how's it going? And she, like, she would go into detail about her day.
Here's what I think it is. At the time, due to our circumstances at work, I was getting beat down less than you were. So I think there was an air of desperation around you that I had less of.
She said, women pick up on the pheromones of desperate
plus
men.
You'd been there. You had already had an established flirtatious, a rapport. Thank you.
Have either of you guys ever watched 90 Day Fiancé?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, there's very specific people.
I've also never had my genitals mauled by a honey badger. I kind of feel like the two might be a similar experience for myself. Not for everyone, just for me.
Well, I'm told when you watch your first episode, a honey badger will show up at your door.
Can confirm.
To maul your genitalia.
Well, the
thing is why I also have not watched.
The thing that you're leaving out, though, is like after I was done ordering, right, and she was forced to kind of move on to James, it was just like immediate, like robot.
Yeah, there was a wall. And every time I went there, okay. if I was not with Jim, she was very stoic and very just business, matter of fact. But when I was there with Jim, she would light up. And
stoic, and like the widow of a fisherman, like just waiting. Hopefully that I may return one day
for you to trundle on in
and get a meatball sandwich, most of which will end up on my shirt, which she would love to just dab. That it was weird. It was just, and it was like,
she,
I'm not too proud to say,
she could not wait for you to invite her to move in with you so she could quit her job at the deli and wait on you hand and foot.
I am not. Oh, 20s. Now I was like, I was 29, 30 at the time.
Her, she was okay. Let me preface this by saying that, it's really hard to tell with Asian women, especially when they take care of themselves.
Well, just was she older or younger?
I think she was a lot older. I think she was maybe late 40s, early 50s.
Fuck you. She was not that fucking old.
Dude, I guarantee you she was much older than you think.
Then she's got some fucking David Lopan potion that she's putting in her eye drops every fucking morning.
I have to make no her doubt look of that. She's absolutely got, no doubt of that.
There's no fucking way she's
I was
she's 40? No, you're a liar.
No.
You are a bull-faced liar.
I had worked, previous to radio, I had worked in a place that was primarily Asians.
I worked at the carnival guessing weights and ages.
It was, because
there was a couple girls that I flirted
with who flirted back with me that I found out later that were like 10 years older than me, and I thought they were younger.
I have no idea what that has to do with with her?
I was asking because if she was older, it's probably not in green card. But younger, maybe, like, I would see
so that. Again, her ovaries were drying up and she just had to procreate. And Jim was...
not at all, but okay.
You love to sully what we may have had.
You had nothing!
Which, out of choice...
James, they had food, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, Samantha.
Yes,
I got your back, man.
Here comes the big guy. Oh, we're going to sell a lot today.
I'm not too proud to say that on days when I needed a pick-me-up, I would go there. No, I felt like a little like I was extorting her excitement or whatever.
If you potential,
no, she was extorting you because she saw big guy walking in. She figured flirt with him. He's going to buy more food and help pay my mortgage.
So, James, are you saying that if you're a little bit bigger, you're unattractive and you deserve death?
No, I'm saying that bigger people are an easy mark if you own a deli.
I mean, that kind of – I can't argue that. I mean, like moths to a flame, man. Fish got to swim. Bird got to fly. Fat guy got to choke on something, right? How many times you hear a fat guy choke on kale? Never happens. Never happens. Salad bars are clear.
Secret is no one actually eats kale.
Well, oh, wherever you are.
True. Hey, Samantha.
Oh, no.
You pissed off the internet again.
I pissed off the internet again.
You're a carrier.
Oh, man.
You're a host for parasites.
Because I got caught up in this, and it was beautiful. So please share with the class.
So there is a Facebook hack scam going out.
They found me.
It'll say it has it's a video file. It has a still of this guy in a yellow coat, like going at it with this chick. You see it just in the corner, and if you click on the video, it brings you to porn. Now a friend of mine got hit with this. I've had this email before, so I was like, oh, okay, let's get rid of that. But, the unluckiness moved to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it went out to like 50 or 60 people, and I had so many messages of people being like, hey, you got hacked. Did you send this? Did you send this? Did you send me this? Why did you send this? Oh, hey, I'm Joshua. Yeah. Why'd you send this? You got hacked. Dude, you got hacked. Yeah, no fucking shit. So I got a million messages on Facebook. I got text messages. I got tagged on like regular posts. And I'm like.
If I may real quick, those people that reached out to let you know immediately that you got hacked.
Which is very
I think
nice.
Were trying. It was their attempt to try and let you know, hey, check your shit. Because there's nothing worse than finding out well after the fact and being like, oh, shit, I've been for a while.
I mean, I really appreciate people being like, hey, I think you got hacked, which is fine. It happens to everyone on Facebook at some point. So, you know, I changed my password, but it was a very intense, like, 30 minutes of messaging. And then it just kind of finally tapered off throughout the next hour. But it was just a lot. So I appreciate everyone reaching out to me, but it was a lot of people.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
But then there's this one special person.
special person. There they are now.
That's my ride. I gotta go.
So, because I'm using my phone for this, do you have the message up, James? I sent a screenshot of it to you guys.
Yeah.
I read the conversation.
I want to do a dramatic reading of it like we did the last time.
Ooh. Okay, well, first of all, I got it and I messaged you.
Yep.
Because every time I was trying to click on it, it gave me a bunch of crap. So I wrote back and said, hey, can't watch this.
Yeah.
And you wrote back, don't watch it. It's been going around. It's a hack.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, good to know.
Okay, so If you did, make sure you change your password because you'll get hit with it too.
Okay. Yeah. A dramatic reading of Samantha Stark.
Okay, so you, one of you has to be the guy. Or do one of you want to be me and I'll be the guy?
I want to be Samantha.
Okay. And then I'll be this asshole.
Okay.
Okay.
So the video goes out and people are caringly saying, hey, I think you got hacked. Hey, I didn't open this. Make sure you change your password. Talk to you later. Bye. But then there's this guy. Did you just give me a link to porn? What is this? What did you just send me? What the fuck did you fucking send me?
Okay. Calm down, buddy. It's a scam. I got hacked. This one's been going around. Friend of mine got hit with it last week.
Then why the fuck did you send it to me?
I didn't send anything to you.
It's all part of the plan. Hacked.
Not a difficult concept.
I don't believe you.
Okay, then. a dramatic reading from Not Another Podcast.
Okay. We're going to take this again from the top. Now, what I need from Samantha at the end, more desperation. What's your last line?
I don't believe you.
Yes. Accusatory. I need confusion.
What's funny, Jim, is when I read anger. It, that's exactly the read in my head that I heard. I don't fucking believe you.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. So
and then immediately I heard Samantha go, okay then.
Yeah, that was exactly. I almost called him Chad instead of Buddy. I should have called him Chad because it would have just dug the needle in. I should have done it.
Okay, Chad, make sure and let Karen know not to.
Yeah. I really wanted to say to him instead of like, okay then, because I literally laughed. I was like, you're an idiot. I really
wanted to say. Who the fuck was this twinkle dink?
I'll get to that in a minute.
Oh, Pimento really Loaf wanted... Guy, right?
Huh?
Was it Pimento Loaf Guy?
No. I have nothing to do with him. But I really wanted to say, yes, I was so desperate for you to have this pornography because I was really worried you weren't getting your dick wet enough. Like, that's
or
what
I thought this was your dick.
Back with. That's what
no, I swear, I thought
say.
It was you, and I wanted to compliment the size of your dick, and as well as your method of fucking. So
he would have been like, "Oh,
your
thanks,
technique,
I'm
if you will."
He's such a bro. He's such a Chad bro.
To take it so completely personal, like
right?
How dare you?
Well, one, he's got a
like you're sitting around looking at porn, going, "You know who'd enjoy this? Everyone."
Yeah, exactly. So what this guy has a problem with women to begin with. So I met him in the Navy. I don't really remember him. It's just we had a lot of mutual friends and we were both stationed at the same ship years ago in the early 2000s. So I was like, all right, cool.
So he wasn't one of the hot whatever guys?
No. Okay. Nothing like that. I don't even remember the guy. But I was like, okay, you know, so we were on the same ship. We knew a lot of the same people. No problem accepting the friend request. And then recently, like, all of his posts have gotten very super right-wing, like conspiracy theory right-wing.
Like, and he's, 5G towers are going to kill everyone.
Yeah, and then he's spouting out, like, wrong information, like, wrong historical information, you know, about when the statue started coming down and stuff like that, like giving out incorrect information. And when you tell him he's wrong, he basically calls you an asshole. Well, there's a private Facebook group for our ship from this year to this year. So if you were stationed on the ship from these years, then you're a part of this Facebook group. And this one girl just very sweetly expressed her concern about masks. And it's like, people need to wear them. This is why. And it was just a well thought out, nice little message. And he fires back.
She's going to get it.
Yeah, basically. He fires back. He calls her a cunt.
Wow. That escalated quick.
Yes. No, it was immediate. He's like, you snowflakey little cunt or whatever the hell he said. I read the thread and I was like,
Jesus.
Who's the snowflake here? Like,
really? And snowflakes are super delicate and they dissolve really fast.
And that's him. That's exactly like, okay, who's the actual snowflake here? Because it's not this
God
girl.
God damn it, Jim, where were you when this thread was going on?
I was out of the loop.
Yeah, he was
tragically out of the loop.
But yeah, so that was, I was like, what? And I think his Facebook got suspended. A lot of people, he got kicked out of the private Facebook group, and a lot of people unfriended him. But I had his account on snooze because I didn't want to see his shit anymore. So I kind of forgot that he existed until this happened. So I go to unfriend him, but I got a message saying, like, this account is temporarily unavailable. So I think he's suspended. So I can't unfriend him, but I did block him on Messenger. So I'm like, I'm not dealing with this shit. You're dumb. Goodbye.
Good God.
I don't believe you. That's, I'm right.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe you.
Immediately going to cunt, like right away. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, yeah, immediately. And I was like, oh, this is that same dipshit. And who's that mad about getting porn? I mean, really?
I have figured
a porn
out.
Porn addict, maybe?
Unless you're from Utah. No, just kidding.
Is he?
I think I've figured out why it is that people do not, so many people do not want to comply with wearing masks. And it's because when you are wearing masks regularly, you come to the stark and unflinching realization that A, halitosis is real, and B, oral hygiene is fucking essential.
Yeah.
So now you realize your breath smells like donkey shit, and no one's told you because they've been nice and tried to stay upwind of you for most of the conversations that take place. So I think the reason why they don't want to wear masks is they don't want to realize just how horrid their fucking breath is. And so they're like, I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it. Because I realized just now how full of shit I am. It is coming out of my mouth.
See, I think people need to focus more on the good things that you can do with masks. Like, for instance, I just learned you can dump a whole bag of M&Ms into your mask and eat them throughout the whole day.
I saw like that meme. I was like, that's brilliant.
Well, brilliant.
I mean, people think
it doesn't have to be M&M's. You can fill it with whatever kind of snack food you choose.
Reese's.
You think I could toast a grilled cheese with the heat from my face?
One on each cheek, and then just.
I don't know. Because in this heat, I would sweat so much. I think the bread would disintegrate and kind of melt. Yeah.
Well, and I would also think that if your face is hot enough to cook a grilled cheese
to melt dairy. If I've got enough heat to melt dairy, to curdle dairy,
there's something else wrong. That a mask.
You're one sexy man. Then
I'm hot, and you just don't want to admit it. Okay. Maybe it's the fact that I eat 17 of these gigantic freezer pops a day. Maybe that's my problem.
That's what keeps you cool, though.
Maybe it's because my urine's brown. Who knows?
Yeah. That doesn't sound great, but I'll just smile and nod and move right past
doesn't
it.
Doesn't sound like you've got any sort of health problems at all.
No, nope, you're Thank perfect. You.
Thank you, enabler.
I would not recommend you going to see someone right away. Not at all.
Oh, never. Definitely not a specialist.
I'm not going to tell you how to live your life, Jim.
Yeah. Well, you know, doctors are hacks. They don't know anything.
It's true.
Science isn't real.
It's true. What
the fuck was that?
Well,
is that your urethra giving up?
You can't pass it brown anymore.
Like,
not only is it brown, it's chunky, and I've had enough of this shit.
Like the mighty bull elephant when it has reached the end of its life, so too Jim's urethra reared back its mighty head. Well, maybe not mighty. Solid average head.
Its flaccid head.
And let loose a barbaric yelp.
It's more like a screech, really.
That creeped out neighbors from houses nearby.
A death rattle. It sounds like, you know, when you pinch the end of a balloon, it goes, that's its death rattle. Whoops. There goes that.
Oh, man.
So I thought about this earlier, and I was like, man, I piss off the internet a lot. We should rank. We should rank the three major instances from best to dumbest.
Haven't there only been three at this point?
Yeah. This is it. The three main instances.
Well, this is not. I would not. This latest instance is definitely not number one.
Well, technically four, because the one declarative post that I made, because I usually just post dumb shit and pictures of my dogs, which is the best thing ever. Well, when I said opinions and facts are two different things, just in case y'all needed to know that, and people fought me on it, and I was like.
Here's the thing, Samantha. I need to exactly prove your fucking point by yelling at you in all capitals.
The dictionary has two separate definitions for these things. That is a fucking fact.
Well, that's like just like your opinion, man.
Fact. That is my opinion.
You should be like, listen, you guys, I can't. I'm so full. I can't. The irony is just too much. I'm full, really. It just. You simpletons.
I think you need to piss off the internet one more time and we can rank the top five times Samantha's pissed off the internet. And I'm sure that you can do it within the next month.
I'm not doing it on purpose.
You can't. But see, that's the beauty of it. You can't do it on purpose. Yeah, it has to be just natural.
Organic. It has to come organically. So just to recap. So if we're counting that, the one I just said, then it's facts versus opinion post. The porn moron. And then there was the meme of your last three digits of your phone number. And this guy was all pissy about data mining, even though no one can get any information from the last three digits of your phone number, says every digital engineer ever. And the other one was the Ender's Game. Oh my gosh. Was the Avengers Endgame.
The spoilers.
That was fucking ridiculous.
I would say based on response, the fact versus opinion would be number one.
Yeah.
My best friend was like, you have stupid friends. And I was like, oh,
well, the good news is that they're also military, and you know.
Well, that comforts me to know that.
Yeah. Train to kill.
It's true.
Fortunately, we have Bryce. Yes.
No. Here's the thing: we keep saying that, but the reality is Bryce has Bryce.
Yes. Shit.
We do not have shit. I got Jim, and if I pulled me out of a deck, I'd be like, ah, fuck. It's like, can I just, this is the worst Secret Santa ever. This is just, oh, shit.
So if we were a deck of cards, who's the king, who's the queen, who's the jack, the joker, and the ace?
Of the five of us?
Yeah. I call king.
I was going to say, obviously, you're the queen. Well, yeah. I guess Danny could be the queen.
I'm good with queen. I was making a...
Bryce is definitely the ace.
Mm-hmm. Ace and in the hole.
I'm the rainbow card from Uno.
So the Joker.
You're the draw four card?
No, I'm the rules for draw and stud poker.
So... clearly, Jim is the Joker.
A card has two sides, James, so it can be both. Think about that.
James, so who's the Jack and who's the King? Are you going to make yourself King?
I keep thinking I should make myself the Jack, but if we're really looking at this, I probably am the King. And I don't want it.
That's what makes the best. I don't want it.
I don't want it. All right,
if this were Game of Thrones, I am totally Peter Dinklage. So, I'm just saying.
No, you're not.
I'm a slap a hoe. I'm
no,
a slap
you're
a
not.
Hoe right in the face. Yeah, the fuck I am.
No, you're not.
The comic relief that survives the whole thing. Yes, you bet your fucking sweet ass I am.
No, you're not.
Do you drink? I'm do you know people- things?
You are Tormund Giantsbane. That's who you are, my friend.
Fuck. Fuck that noise. That guy does stuff.
Yeah, he does stuff, and he survives. And yeah, he's funny.
I don't do stuff.
You are no Peter Dinklage.
I am Peter fucking Dinklage.
Dude.
I am Peter Dinklage's double. So, like, you know, if it's a long day and he just needs some, like, shots from his back. Hey, Jim, you want to get in there? Yeah, no problem.
We have to shoot you really far away to get the force perspective.
I take my shoes off. I kneel down. I put the shoes on my knees. I lace them up.
Your hands are up here.
What movie was it? Oh, my gosh. It was...
Orgasmo?
No. Oh, my gosh.
You are not Orgasmo either, my friend.
You were just looking.
Gary Oldman plays
Tiptoes.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
That was not great.
Well, I mean, with Matthew McConaughey as like the average sized guy.
Well, Peter Dinklage was in that too.
And he is fab. You fucking listen to that shit. I don't give a fuck. He is awesome.
What are we talking about?
Tiptoes. It is a movie where Gary Oldman, using Forrest perspective, they make him into a dwarf. And it is not a comedy, but kind of funny. It blurs the line of laughing with and at times, depending on how, you know, empty your soul is.
I watched this whole review of that movie.
Matthew McConaughey.
Jim, I'll send you the review for it. It's funny. There's this like commentary channel, and he watches it and just comments on the movie, and it's special.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey's got a girlfriend, and it's like a romantic kind of rom-com for the first part, and then it turns out she goes to meet his family, and he's been reluctant for a while, and she discovers why. It's because they're all little people. And so she's now terrified that their baby is going to be a dwarf. And then it gets interesting. And by interesting, I mean
then
awesome.
It gets interesting?
You know what?
It's shit right up until she has the fear. Then it gets interesting.
It gets real. I had no idea that midget was a bad word in the little people community until I watched Little Women of LA, which is a trash heap of a show, but it's entertaining. But I had no idea, because I was always told growing up that there was a difference between a midget and a dwarf, and it's the proportion. So a dwarf has the longer body and the shorter arms, whereas the other way around, that a midget has the longer torso and the shorter arms and legs, whereas a midget, whatever. But
I'm going to preface this by saying this is going to sound completely insensitive, but I would think that dwarf would be the more derogatory term for a little person. And I think calling it dwarfism that would piss me the fuck off. See, I'm a fan of Brad Williams. He's a little person comedian.
Yes.
Fucking hates.
Very funny.
Which one of you just took off?
I'm still here.
He fucking hates not being called a midget. In his words, that's what we are. We're fucking midgets.
That's so fascinating.
He's got like two or three comedy specials. Check him out. He is amazingly funny, but he's also really poignant when it comes to his condition. And he comes at it from like the fact that like his dad from a very young age was really hard on him, like made fun of him constantly because he wanted to harden him up. His dad knew that he was going to be mocked all his life and said, look, when someone hits you with an insult, you need to hit them back. You need to show them that it doesn't. And he started right like in fucking kindergarten. Like when he went to, he has this whole story about how some little kid when in kindergarten or first grade, like called him out for being short, and he turned around and was like, yeah, well, my dad loves me unlike your drunk alcoholic father. And just
damn.
And that's where it all started.
It was fucking brutal. And then it's like, so his dad gets called into the principal's office, and his dad was like, did he start it or finish it? And the principal laid out what happened, and his dad was like, he fucking finished it. Done. I'll see you later.
Yeah. God, that's going to be me as a parent. It's going to be terrible. Teacher's going to hate me.
James, we met him.
We did? I didn't.
We did. Carlos Mencia came in to the studio to do an interview with Marconi. I swear to God, you were there.
I met Carlos.
Yeah.
I didn't meet Brad.
Brad was there. He was his opening act.
I went to the Carlos show, and Brad wasn't opening. I would have remembered that.
He had – I swear to God, it was a little person. Yeah, I swear to God, it had to be him because he was hilarious. And he was just this little – and he was, you know, he was in the studio with Marconi and I. Anyway. No, I was just going to say that for me, I always thought that the term little person felt way more condescending than anything else. But again, I'm saying that without having to live with the stigma of people calling you midget all day, every day.
It's, and again, Brad touches on this too. Like he hates people like, you know, I feel your pain or I'm doing something to support you. Bitch, you don't fucking know what it's like.
Yeah.
You can reach the shelf. His quote number. But yeah, it's easy for us on the outside to go, you know, I don't understand why this group of people feels this word is derogatory or this word. We don't fucking know. We're not there. But it's, again, it's just my personal opinion that if I were a little person, I would hate being called a fucking dwarf. Dwarves are from fucking Middle Earth. You know,
I told you about Shorty, right?
Oh, you had a Shorty too?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. When I was a kid, when I lived in Ohio, actually, there was a handyman who lived in our apartment building who was a little person and all the kids called him Shorty. That's how he was introduced to me. I didn't know any better. I was only like 8 years old.
Yeah.
How old do you think Shorty was?
My Shorty, he was probably mid-30s.
My Shorty?
My Shorty.
So mid-30s. So he was like a young dude. He was like but he was like your size.
No, he was actually, I was tall for my age. So he was a little bit shorter.
Okay. Well, no, my Shorty.
Your Shorty?
This shit. Okay. So there's a bar right next to my house that I was living at called Red's, and a lot of interesting shit happened at Red's, which is why I liked going there so much. It was like the fucking Bermuda Triangle. You never knew what the fuck was going to come blowing through the door. And so I went over one day for a little day drinking, and I'm sitting in the bar, and I'm having a couple drinks, and I'm going to go have a cigarette. So I go outside to the smoking area, and there's almost nobody there. But there's this little woman, little woman, sitting, reading a book, and she has a drink next to her, right? And so I'm like, oh my fucking God. Now, at the time, my mindset was a little bit more juvenile. There was a few little people that lived in the area. And so whenever I'd be taking a bus, either the 14 or the 17 in Portland, going towards downtown Portland.
Oh, so this was here in Portland.
Yeah. So if I saw a little person, I took that as a good omen. I would try to get a picture from the bus. And I would send it to people, be like, it's going to be a good day or whatever. Saw a little person.
You're a fucking asshole,
I was, man. Yes. Oh, agreed. God. Agreed. Now, I no longer.
We live and learn.
Yes, we live and learn. I'm more vocal about voicing the dumb shit that has come out of my mouth. But so anyway, I'm like, I wanted to just talk to someone who was either, with dwarfism or of a smaller stature, just to get their perspective, just to kind of pick their brain a little bit. Yeah. And I don't know if that's, it feels a little pandering or it feels a little, not pandering, I don't know. It feels like I'm kind of putting them in a position that they may or may not want to be in, but it's something that I kind of feel, I don't know. It's weird. But so of course I was drinking too, so I didn't give much of a fuck. Here I go, and I'm like, I'm going to lay on some charm, and I work my way into a conversation. And next thing you know, we're talking, we're laughing, we're having a good old fucking time. And she is fucking hilarious. She's blonde, I would say late 30s, early 40s, but a rough late 30s, early 40s, if you know what I'm saying. But still very attractive, in my humble opinion. And we're having such a good fucking time that I don't realize it. I'm flirting with her. And I'm like not really intending to, because it's like I'm in a happily committed relationship, but for whatever reason, we're just having such a good time and getting so familiar. You know, again, drinking. And so we have a great, to the point where she actually stops me. At one point, she's just like, listen, I'm kind of flattered, big guy, but let me just say you're not my type. And I was like, damn, shot down. Now, and I was like, I was fine with it. She did it like so, like just so perfectly and so sweetly that I wasn't even like sad or upset about it. I was just like, that's fine. I'm jealous of people
who can do that.
You know, just like, oh, she was so good. And so,
Samantha, you're jealous of that because you thrive on other people's pain.
I don't thrive on other people's pain.
You gain strength from it.
I take it. I form a slurry that sustains me for a few days more. How many times do I have to read what the old gypsy told me? Over and over with you. Fuck.
Name of the episode. How many times I have to read what the old gypsy told me?
So it gets worse. Now we're talking, and you know, as I said, like, you know, so what's your name? And I think it was something like Lisa. She's like, well, it's Lisa, but people usually just call me by my nickname. And I'm like, oh, what's your nickname? And she's like, Shorty. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. And she's like, no, seriously. And I'm like, are you cool with that? And she's just like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. She's like, it's, you know, I'm short. I some people feel a kind of way about it. She's like, it's just who I am. I'm totally fine with it. You know, I have my life, you know, I do my thing, you know, everything's cool. I'm just, she was such a rad fucking person that I'm like, I wanted to hang out with you like all the fucking time. Not because I wanted to, you know, make her feel like she's a sideshow, but because she was just such an interesting human being. And like, regardless of what the packaging was, it was the mind and the fucking shit that she came up with. She was very well read, and she was just like razor sharp and super funny. Very dry wit. And so she said that she lived in the area and she came in all the time. Now, I was a barfly at that place. I would know if she came in. But I didn't see her again after that for the longest time. And I was kind of sad. And I'd forgotten about it until, Jesus Christ.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Like my skin just crawled. Oh, no.
So I was got off of work, and I'm pretty sure my buddy Don Frost picked me up from work and was driving me back towards the southeast. And we're coming up, you know, Foster, and there's a lot of bus stops along the way. And stopped at a red light and look across the street. And across the street, there's a bus, like, shelter and a bench, and there's a bunch of people there. And who's sitting there on the bench but my girl Shorty, who I haven't seen in fucking forever. She looked great, right? She had, like a new coat on, you know, and she was reading a different book or whatever. And she was just chilling. So I'm like, oh fuck. So I'm rolling down the window, and I didn't have time to explain anything. The light turns green. We go forward. It's a hand crank. So I'm like fucking just getting the hand crank thing, trying to get the goddamn window to roll down, you know? And so finally it's down low enough.
What's wrong with your window?
I stick my fat pizza dough face out the fucking window and yell as loud as I fucking can, yo, what's good, Shorty? As we drive by.
Oh, no.
Now, as I did so, and I look, and I'm like, you know, hoping for like a look up and nod and a smile and a wave or some acknowledgement, I didn't get one, and I was kind of sad as we were kind of pulling away. And then I noticed as, you know, we were getting to a certain point, and I was like sliding back into the car,
someone hates your fucking story.
The rebels are attacking the village. So
to kill it.
El Guapo is here. I'm gonna have to cut this one short.
Like Shorty.
Oh, too soon. Too soon. So I see that she's got
perfectly.
she had earbuds in. She couldn't hear me.
Of course.
But you know who could hear me? Everybody at that fucking bus stop who just thought I just drove by with a hate crime and yelled at this poor defenseless little woman sitting there peacefully reading, like, you know, I don't know, 30 Shades of Hilarious. And I'd slide back into the car, and I'm like, oh, she had earphones on. And Don's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, that was Shorty. He's like, that was fucked up is what that was.
And you're like, no.
I know her. It's okay. Everything's cool. No.
And I tried. And it's like, as even more truths and facts that were, like, legitimate were falling out of my mouth, I'm like, no one's believing anything I'm saying. I'm just
well, especially if it's Don, there's no way he was going to let you just roll.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm. So, yeah. So, that was my Shorty story. Wherever she is, I hope. Much respect to you, Shorty. I still got love for you, girl.
Sorry for the hate crime.
I wasn't sure if your story was going to go that way or it was a different woman.
Oh, no.
Jesus, no, you're a duck.
At this point, I take all your bullets.
What is happening?
Jim is under fire right now.
Whiskey, Foxtrot, Indigo, do you acknowledge?
That's what we are taking. It wasn't a, it wasn't
Shorty's
a
found you and she's never forgiven you.
We are taking heavy fire.
She's just waiting for your pizza dough face to look out the window.
Pizza dough face is the best.
I love you, Jim. I'm sorry.
Yes, that's fine. It's factual, and that's why I'm okay with it. I can.
Well, you said it first, otherwise I wouldn't have come up with it.
There is no doubt in my mind, Jim. When you tell a story, you picture.
Jeez.
And the village well, because is every, about it.
Because every story might be my last at this point, so.
Wow.
Oh, man. Well, we don't have enough time, and Danny's not here, so we'll have to hold it off for next week. But Samantha actually took one of the ideas we've talked about and made it into a monologue, and we've got to talk about that. But I want Danny here for it because he was partially responsible.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm excited about it. I'm still waiting to hear. I'm still waiting to hear feedback on the new ending.
Well, so. I'm still adamant. Just from what I read, I would like a full not like I think it would make a really interesting like sci-fi novel.
Well, we wanted to make it a graphic novel, and
oh, yeah,
sort of expand on the whole center part.
Yeah, but it was more comedic. But what I read, I think it would make a great like serious sci-fi novel.
Aww.
So.
Was that the link you sent?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna check that. I apologize, I didn't check that out.
Oh, that's fine. It's only a couple pages. But I was in a monologue show, so I'll just get to how I ended up writing it, and then we could talk about it again with Danny.
Yeah.
Okay. But I was in a monologue show a couple weeks ago, and one of my friends wrote for it, and I performed two pieces, and one of them my friend wrote. And requested that I perform it. So cool. And he had told this woman who organized it many times that Sam is a writer too. You should talk to her, yada, yada, yada. And when I finally got to meet her face to face, I did tell her, I was like, you know, Jimmy's been telling me, encouraging me to tell you that I also write. And she goes, yep, I've been waiting for you to say something. And I'm like, oh, okay. So...
I have a dossier.
Jesus, Jim.
He's like, they're like, shut up, crack. So,
I have the dossier. Bang! No, you don't.
So she is very nice, very encouraging, and she, you know, with voiceover stuff that she wants me to do, and she wants me to write monologues and stuff, but she's been critiquing right now. She has two of mine that I'm waiting to hear back about because monologues are a different beast to write. So she just wants to make sure that I've got my, like, the format down before she can start sending stuff out on my behalf. So I'm excited.
That's fucking awesome, Samantha. You are bad fucking ass.
I truly. I just want to be a voice actor, you guys.
I'm Samantha. I'm very creative. Me.
But I'm so bad. Like, because I write for Radio Hour too, but I'm a slow writer. And we've talked, James, we've talked about like our creative processes and things like that. But man, sometimes getting a script out that has to be like 12 pages is such a pain in the ass for me because I have a hard time making stories longer. So I'm like, you get the fucking point. And if you don't,
I'm having that trouble right now with Homestead. I mean, I'm in the midst of writing season two and I keep hitting these walls and it's pissing me off because I know what's coming in the next season. I'm very excited to write that, but I can't do that until season two is written because a lot of the stuff in season two plays into season three and I need all of that stuff so I can go back to it. But so
every quarter Radio Hour has like a core creative team. And we get together and we do storyboards, or we go over our storyboards. We go over our.
Jim, are you firing back?
Several of my bodyguards have taken heavy casualties.
And he's just sitting there with a cigarette, like, whatever. Look, they can
if this is going to be my last day.
This is Todd Jones signing off. That was for you, James. That one was just for you.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
That's funny.
I've got that, right somewhere.
That's right down Main Street. Main Street to James. Well, I mean, I've always I like doing voices as well, but I don't know specifically what is required to get into the business. I mean, I've done some light stuff here and there. Some ransom calls are usually what I get asked to do most.
I would think if you have a reel of some of your best voices, I think it's just it's an audition. Send them an audition tape.
Well, what was really funny was when I was talking to this woman, I don't know if she wants her name out there, so I'm not going to say it, but I was talking to this woman and she's an older lady. She's been like legitimately writing in the actual business for a very long time. So she knows, she works in the industry of these things. And we got to talking, I was like, voice acting is my, like, I want to do that full time. And she goes, oh, why don't you? And I was just like, I don't know how. So apparently a lot of it is just, it's just about getting your voice and your name out there in things like audio dramas for different places, different people, different radio stations. Like the one that I was in one that's coming up that's being played in Scotland. And, you know, so she's bringing us some work, but it's just, you know, I mean, I have, you know, a top of the line mic coming some fucking century. This is what I want to be doing.
Yeah. And this is one of the reasons that I finally got off my ass and started Homestead. I mean, one of them was being around people who were willing to do it, you know, to give their voices. But I, just like anyone else, I would like to be doing voice acting, you know? So writing this, producing that it's a lot of work, but I also know that it will help me because I know it's going to take people are going to find it. They're going to discover it. It's probably another year or two before it really blows up. But, Jim, are you okay?
That was priceless. You said right before it blows up. And then comedy's all about timing. It's really what
but,
it is.
By the
well done, Raul.
by the time it is discovered by, you know, the public at large, I'll hopefully have two or three seasons under a belt so they can really, you know, binge on it and get to know the characters and everything. Yeah. We've got roughly 9 seasons planned.
Yeah.
You know, for this thing. And you know, I'm really excited to see where it goes. And I'm fortunate enough to have you guys be part of it. But it also helps you guys because you can take it and use it as auditions. You know, hey, I was on this audio drama. you know. But it's like it is a matter of, you know, when each episode comes out, you know, I throw it up on my Facebook and everything, and it is starting to, like, more people are starting to share it, you know. The last two episodes, the only way I can gauge it is with YouTube. And the last two episodes, that was close. The last check, no one's listened to them yet. And they've been up for like 2 weeks. So, you know.
Well,
sometimes it just takes time.
It's a waiting
game. We got stuff going on. Radio Hour's
fifth anniversary is this weekend. You know, we've been performing and putting out content for 5 years now. Yeah. So it's just like, it's been such a slow time.
Yeah. And here's the other thing that's going against Homestead right now. We are living it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no one wants to be entertained by the thing that they're living through.
Just unfortunate timing.
Yeah. Well, I really think that I wrote this into being when I started writing Homestead.
Thanks, James. Way to go, buddy.
Yeah. So
all those greenhorns and greenhouses.
That's who's attacking you right now, Jim. It's an army of greenhorns.
Well, they're new, so their aim is horrible.
That's why he's not worried about it.
Just like Star Trooper.
I'm on the fucking firing range. They haven't tagged me yet. We are going through a lot of ammunition.
A lot. Wow, you actually moved your head on that one. Just so slightly.
Because I came a little close.
Foxhole's starting to fill up a little bit.
With brown urine?
It's America's urine, goddammit. Last free American urine.
Oh, man, that's horrible. Well, guys, I'm going to go because I'm going to go get some food.
Okay.
But it has been an honor serving with you tonight.
I'm going to check our defenses and see what I need to beef up, clearly. The improvised explosives have all been triggered, so I'm going to know what I'm going to do tonight. So.
Well, you're probably going to have to go on Craigslist and get some more bodyguards, too.
Well, I'll call Shorty. She's
she's the gal to know.
She's the gal to know.
If you're going to get a hitman on your side, get a small one.
I mean,
pocket size. Yeah.
You can't hit. I was going to say suitcase size,
but that doesn't have the same punch to it.
Yeah.
You get a fun sized.
Now that's offensive. As a fat man, I'm offended. I'm offended for little people who may be considered fun sized.
Well, I'm offended by your offense of my joke. So
you're the king size. You're king sized. So
why are you both acting like Karens?
Chad, thank you.
Chad's, you know.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Make sure and subscribe to our Patreon, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
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 Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.